Last night, hundreds of people stood outside the Columbia Mall with candles and prayers for the victims of Saturday's shooting. 21-year-old Brianna Benlolo and 25-year-old Tyler Johnson were shot and killed by a 19-year-old gunman inside the skateboard shop where they worked. Now, a former employee of Zumiez store and his friend, both good friends of Brianna's, want to do more. And Tyler Bond and Paul Malcolm both join us to talk about that. Tyler and Paul, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Very sorry for your loss.
Yeah, it's been a heck of a week, let me tell you. When I heard the news, I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop crying. Tyler called me, and I let him know. I was like, man, let's just go skate. We just got to go skate, man. We got to get it off our minds. And Tyler took it upon himself, put it on Facebook through Maryland Longboarding's Facebook website, and the media caught on to it, and it just blew up. So now we have this huge event on our hands that's taking place tomorrow. But Dan, to go about answering your first question about the loss, it's been real, real hard, and I hope that this can help us get back on our feet. And it's been surreal.
Yeah, so incredibly senseless.
Yeah.
Tyler and Paul, so you are longboarders, right?
Yeah.
And you're doing this event tomorrow. In fact, I think I saw a picture of you somewhere online sitting on your longboard looking at one of the memorials at the mall. Tell me the specifics about this event and for people listening who may want to get involved somehow.
Paul hasn't been the same since I've been there every day for the past about four days. And just been sitting up there, and the mall is just not the same. Our main goal for this is to celebrate their lives and kind of just enjoy the time being spent with them and just representing them through their occupation and just kind of doing it our way of moving on in a positive way, as opposed to just kind of thinking the mall as a bad place and just... We want it to go back to the same as what it was.
So what are you going to do?
We're going to have a walk, run. You can skateboard, longboard. You can bring a scooter. You can bring a dog. You can walk with the dog. Really anything. We're going to have a semi-pro skater there, and he's going to bring his guitar. And we want it to be a positive thing. I'll be honest with you. The memorial yesterday that I was at, it was an amazing event. It was amazing. But the thing is, I was in the crowd thinking to myself, there's people crying all around me. And I went up to a friend and I said, are you okay? And she's like bawling. And she said, yeah. And then just starts crying again. And she's not okay. I feel that they hired people to talk. But the real thing is, the community needs to talk. That's the only way that the community has something to say. And I feel that this is going to give them an opportunity to say what they want to say, so that way we can move on in a positive direction.
Where and what time are you guys meeting tomorrow?
We're meeting at Centennial Park at 12 o'clock. We're going to give an hour window for people coming in. There's people coming from all over, I'm hoping. And we're going to start around 1 o'clock. People are going to be able to say what they need to get off their chest to say. And then we're going to go into a ride. Like I said, all the different things that you can do, the options that you have, and we're just going to move as one big mass group and just move forward from this. But we also remember the awesome people that Tyler and Bree were.
Tyler and Paul, Tyler Bond and Paul Malcolm, thank you both for joining us. This longboarding, skateboarding community sounds like a really tight-knit group. I wish you all the best tomorrow.
Thank you so much, ma'am. It's been a pleasure talking to you guys, and I'm really glad we had the opportunity of getting the word spread out. Thank you so much.